And rising, everyone. Happy Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS TV Radio for all their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them. We certainly appreciate them very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, BBS, and thank you everyone for being here today.
All right, as you can tell, John and I are live, and it is January 10th, 2026. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year.
And on that note, there will be open lines for this show. To call into the program from outside of the United States, please dial 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And for those of you calling from within the United States, please dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. Subscribers to our show would be greatly appreciated, although they are not necessary. Also, John and I would like to thank those of you who have already subscribed to our show. We are so grateful for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Happy New Year, John. Are you excited for what 2026 will be revealing in this grand movie that we are in?
I sure am, Kevin. And I want to say Happy Now Year because we know okay. The new year is probably in the spring sometime.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we're learning anyway. Yes, absolutely. So yeah. You're right. Happy Now Year.
Yes, I think it's going to be a big year, Kevin.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's certainly shaping up that way, so.
And we actually should say happy now day, happy now day, every day,
yeah.
Happy now day. Yeah,
that is true.
All right. Well, John, I thought we would go ahead and pick up where we left off from our last program. We kind of crammed in a couple of last two posts there before we took our holiday break.
Right.
Again, listeners, John and I are discussing articles from ForThePeople.Space postings. And I think we'll go ahead and we'll begin with Aslana, and the category is the storm, the rightful queen of Narnia.
Yes, quite an
yeah
interesting meme.
yeah it is. The we see a meme of an up close face of a lioness. She's staring right at you from her piercing eyes, and the caption reads, "The truth is a beautiful and terrifying thing." Well, Aslan, obviously this is a reference to the T.S. Eliot Chronicles of Narnia series, in which Aslan is a male lion who is portrayed as the king and spiritual savior of the lands of Narnia. You know, and of course, T.S. Eliot apparently was Christian and very devout, and so a lot of the books that he wrote kind of had that side to it, a little bit of a Christianity side to it. And you know, Aslan was apparently, at least I felt that it was portrayed like Jesus Christ as far as being the savior of Narnia and stuff, but.
Right.
I love those movies. I actually read the book and the movies. The movies are really good too, because it was pretty much, you know, soft disclosure using the fantasy world of myths and legends.
Right. We didn't realize it at the time, but
no, we didn't. We didn't really realize that, do we? Yeah. No, it was just a great story, you know, using woodland fairies and minotaurs, centaurs, satyrs, all kinds of beings there in the movie. It was really great, but
yeah.
In a way, kind of the message to me is like behind a great king is the actual power of a great woman. If they're saying, you know, Aslana,
yeah,
rightful queen of Narnia. So,
mm-hmm. Right, yeah, very interesting, isn't it, Kevin?
It
I
is.
wonder who they may be referring to. I believe it's Ra, of course, the
Yeah.
rightful queen of this planet, and of course the Satanists no longer control it, or have very little control now. So, freedom and love at last for all of us. And
Yeah. Yeah,
I believe that's. Yeah,
that's a
go
good
ahead, Kevin.
point. No, I was just going to say it's a good point. Ra could be, the feminine energy, I feel, is coming back to the planet. We used to be controlled by male dominance, right? The male energy, and I get a sense that actually the true power is going to be the power of the feminine energy. And it is coming back, and Mother Earth is waking up, Ra's waking up, and so right,
And getting that balance between the masculine and feminine energies, and I think we see evidence of the Earth rebalancing now. And we may see a lot of that throughout this year, but I think also we're going to see a lot of positive things. A lot of us have been in this game for a long time, waiting for changes, Kev. And I believe this is the year we're going to really see them come to fruition.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, John, I can't believe it. Every day, every time, every day I wake up, something new is happened on in the world here. Time has sped up lightning fast. It feels like the planet's moving faster. Time is moving faster. Things are happening in the world right now that's, whew, you really kind of have to take deep breaths and kick back just to save your mental energies or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's
Oh,
getting
yeah,
fierce.
absolutely, Kevin. And you take a look at even changes that we had talked about before in terms of how the w world will probably be governed and divided up, and more the people governing it. And you can see that starting to come to fruition for sure now. You can see in the Americas, for example, in North South America, you see what's going on in Argentina. And talk about Greenland, all of this stuff coming more and more out in the open, and making it easier for people to understand that there's going to be a change, and that
Yes.
there needs to be a change, and things need to be put back the way they were is what it's about. It's not about so much changing or taking control. It's putting it back the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be all diced up in terms of demographics,
No,
and
no.
so we see lots of changes for sure.
Ooh, yeah. I also kind of went on the surface. Currently, President Trump is definitely in the primary in the news as the primary individual change making all these changes, and I kind of wonder if, in a way, if Melania isn't also a great power behind him as well.
Well, I
What
think you have a good point there, Kevin.
I'm
And as we know, our mermaid is the power, it's the spirit of Ra, and I
saying?
believe that's probably the case with Melania as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's very mysterious, I feel. Her and Baron both, they're both very mysterious. You really don't know much about them at all. And I'm
It's that is true, and you get the feeling of maybe perhaps energies from off planet there too,
yeah,
perhaps, or,
yes, yes, yes. Anyway,
Okay.
that was a good article.
It is, yes, very good.
All right, moving on. Next one is the Hannibal ex directive. And this is the category of biblical. Now, Hannibal is it, since li you're listening to this, I'll have to describe that the word Hannibal is actually expanded a little bit. At the end of the word is BAAL, so that definitely is telling you that, and we know that Baal is the fallen one or of Satan, right? So, what you do is you see a meme of warriors on the backs of elephants, and they're fighting what appears to be the Roman soldiers on the ground under the elephant's feet. And the caption reads, "Hannibal's was a Carthaginian general commanding the forces of Carthage in battle against the Roman Republic between 183 and 181 BC. And he used the most peaceful and sacred mammals on earth, and these elephants in battle and sacrificing them to his war." So Hannah Ball was known as Baal Hamon, the Carthaginian god, better known today as Satan. And General Hannah Balls drank poison to escape being captured by the Romans upon his defeat, which of course is very cowardice. So, yeah.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And those without a soul are capable of the most unthinkable atrocities, Kevin. And this brings to mind the evil ones amongst us today that torture young, innocent children in various ways for their perverted pleasures. I yearn for the day this evil has ended on this planet, which I believe is ending now. Also, on a side note, I've always loved elephants and horses and this kind of thing, Kevin. In fact, our living room, the theme is elephants. We got nice photos and paintings of elephants and carvings of elephants and some brass elephant statues and stuff. But I've always been kind of drawn to them and horses. So it's a
Well, yeah, I can see that. It's understandable because the elephants are the largest land mammal,
yeah.
but they have the most what I want to say, peaceful energy, very innocent like, they just like to walk around real slow, doing their own thing, and and they are very, very innocent and loving animals. Of course, we know that they have a really excellent memory. They don't forget anything, so,
No,
but
I think they're still in contact. They're connected where we aren't, or we're
yes.
kind of severed or blocked. Also, they do a sound sort of like a cat purring. I don't know if you've ever witnessed
No,
that or
no.
whatever on TV programs and stuff. Yeah, they get into a point where they kind of purr. I forget that what they call it. They have a certain name for it, but when they do that, you can see the entire herd is just peaceful and just feel the love of them. And you can feel in that vibration of their purr, for lack of a better term right now, you can feel that it's a really nice feeling, the
Like
sound.
a harmonic,
It's
so
a nice
the
harmonic,
whole
yeah.
group goes into a very
Yeah, the
peaceful
whole
feeling.
group go into it. Yeah, that's right. It's not just one. The whole group do this kind of a this purring type of thing. Yeah,
Wow,
yeah.
that's interesting.
Kind of like we would be doing our hums together at one time.
Sure. Well, this Hannibal directive is a protocol used by those without a soul to kill at will. They even kill their own people. Now, this is kind of similar to Hannibal Lecter. Now, we've heard of Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs, eating an old friend for dinner, where General Hannibal's sacrificing elephants in war, invading peaceful areas to gain power and control. And nothing is sacred to the fallen. They live through consuming the most innocent light of source. It's just horrible.
It is. It is. Of course, us with with our emotions and so on, we can connect, but they don't. They are totally empty of it. So it's hard to comprehend it.
It
I will
is.
read a couple of paragraphs, Kevin, right from this the posting here that I found quite interesting. It says, "These creatures, such as Baal and his armies of the fallen, have no heart center. They have zero capacity for empathy, compassion, sympathy, kindness, caring, or love. They are the opposite of source light. They steal spirits and life force from humans to wield power which is not their own. The war we find ourselves in on this earth is about one thing: the light taking back its children and its territory from the dark. It's simply a rescue mission. Otherwise, the light is happy to live in perfect peace." So, as we know, they assist us every 2,000 years, but now it's a rescue mission because the dark has infiltrated so wide, so vast, so deep, every corner of our lives, that it's I guess it's impossible for us to see the light now, in terms of from without the light coming here and showing us what's going on.
Well, they literally suck out our life force energy, and of course we know that as Loosh. But that's all they know how to do is, and that's the only way they can survive is by feeding on our power, our light source. And without that, they would not be able to really survive. And
Yeah, that's right,
so.
Kevin. And so they're always looking for new ways to keep us in fear and keep us down, whether it's worried about money or health or whatever it is. It's a constant bombardment, and it just seems to be expanding all the time to the point we can't see it, you know. But well, of course, you and I can see it, but the majority can't see it.
Now, later in this article, it kind of switches to a different thought process here, and they're talking about Israel, and that they're asking, what is Israel? And they kind of break down the word Israel, and
Right.
the dark stole the name ISIS, and they bastardize it by naming their terrorist group after the Mother of Light, the most powerful. And all the dark can do is steal and pretend. They have no real power aside from trickery, and their trickery has gotten them very far. The world must now wake up and accept the truth to the return to the true light of source. Right?
Right
Yeah.
on, and wake up. And you know, that's something I have seen too, Kevin. There has been a change in the normies, if you will. They are swinging. I thought I'd never see it, but I am seeing it now more and more all the time. They'll even listen to what you have to say, or even things that we talk about Trump. Now, most of them have TDS, but now they will actually sit, listen, and consider it. So we may see a big flip happening all of a sudden. So let's hope
Let's
that
hope so.
happens.
Yeah, let's hope so. For sure.
Now, Kevin, also, Kevin, I'll go over this one meme here where they explain, like you were saying, this Israel and how this name came about, and how they stole the light and attached themselves to it. So it says here, ISIS is the mother, the source herself on earth. And it says Ra is the creator, source energy everywhere. And then the Elohim, which is the dark, the self-proclaimed God of Israel. So they took the word Isis, Ra, and Elohim, took the first two letters of each. That's where they come up with Israel. Now, the fallen who took over the motherland of light are pretending to be the creator. So they're all working for Satan, of course, but they're pretending to be the creator, which, of course, they are not. The fight over Israel is the fight to reclaim the territory of light and her children from the fallen. Israel is saved for last because the people need this movie to prepare for the Moab truth. Now, it appears that Israel would kind of be the heart center of our world in terms of the energies here on Earth. So that's why of course, the dark has tried to capture it as their own. But it's interesting how they end this with saying, people need this movie to prepare for the Moab truth. So there's going to be a huge revelation that's going to really shock people to their core, I'm sure, here.
And Moab, of course, is mother of all bombs.
Right.
So there definitely there's going to be something absolutely gigantic as far as the amount of information being released to the people. It's going to be devastating to a lot of them to hear it. So
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering if that fits into the EBS situation. You know what I mean? We've heard about the emergency broadcast system initiating and then telling everybody all the
Yeah.
horror stories. That's actually the truth that's actually going on. And I wonder if that's like the Moab.
Yeah, I
I don't
think you're
know. I'm
onto
just thinking.
something there. I think so, Kevin. When that happens, it's going to shock the hell out of them. But, and then again, a lot of these folks will be coming to us for information, and I feel that we're really getting a huge amount of information from this For the People space. The last 6 months, there's a ton of information that we've learned that we didn't know before. So we'll be better tooled up for when the normies come our way. Kevin, there's two other memes here on this posting here that I think are quite important what we're talking about right now. They're just short. I'm just going to read them. One is a picture of Archangel Michael, and it says here, "Why is Archangel Michael the protector of Israel?" With a question mark, of course. And then it says, "Why is he famous for killing Baal, Satan, Lucifer, leader of the fallen?" So they're kind of preparing us for something there. And then the next short meme says Lucifer, who he really is, what he's actually done here, and how he did it will shock the entire world. It's the key to everything. And I think that has a lot to say about what you're saying about the mother of all bombs. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but it seems to be quite important here.
Absolutely. And of course, so perhaps we have to watch Israel and see what happens there, and then whatever happens, and then we could expect maybe the EBS after that. I don't know. But
Yeah, I think you're onto something there for sure. Yeah.
all right.
I think the next few months are going to be amazing for us here.
Yeah,
And
I
this whole
absolutely.
year is going to be revealing for the more normies, more even for us. But at least for us, it's going to be kind of a credit for us. And we're going to see a lot of things come into fruition that we've been hoping for and waiting for.
Right. So, in continuing with this article, then we have Cat is the Sea transcripts from Q the Stormwriter, with more detailed information about this post. And I wanted to mention about Q the Stormwriter, because we've mentioned him many times on different shows here. He can be viewed on his Patreon site under Channel 17 Patriot. News 17 Channel. That's what it is. News 17 Channel on Patreon.
Right.
And if you look that up, you'll find him there. Also, Cat is the C also has she has her own site, and it's anonup, anonup.com /cat is the C3, the
Right.
numeral 3. So if you guys wanted to check those two sites out, you can get a lot more information concerning these articles, because again, John and I just kind of briefly cover them, kind of give you the Cliff Notes version, if you will. So
Right
anyway,
on.
wanted to mention that.
Yeah, great.
All right, let's move on to the next one. The next article is called Every Moment. Now, every moment is the category is all possibilities. You see a meme of a horse and a small child, and they're facing each other and they're touching each other, and the caption reads, "Kids make you want to start life over." And that was a statement by Muhammad Ali. Kids make you want to start life over.
Oh boy, yeah. If only we had our memories coming in from birth, and all our memories, I mean, and we would surely, do things from a different perspective, Kevin. And who amongst us doesn't smile when they see a baby or hear one laughing? They truly bring a smile to our hearts, and they are innocent, as we all are coming in, and would remain so if we had our memories and capabilities intact, the world would be a different place.
Oh, it sure would.
I think, Kevin, or I believe there's going to be a time when that does flip. And actually, you see children coming in now with a lot of information. But even for those of us who have lost that connection, I think you're going to see that flip really, and we're all going to get connection. Maybe not everything at once, but within a short period of time, we're going to regain things back, and our worlds are going to be completely different.
I believe you're right, because as our frequencies increase, as the planet's frequencies increase, as we begin to see more of the truth of what's going on, the darkness is being exposed, our light quotient is going to increase. And in doing so, I think we will activate more of our capabilities, more of our
Yeah.
abilities to remember what was taken away from us. Our minds were wiped each and every life coming in, and we'll have the ability to remember what happened,
Right.
and in doing so we might start activating like the pineal gland, our macabres and things like that, just
Right.
as part of it. So
Yeah, I believe you're right there, Kevin. And for us, our listeners, and so on, we had a connection that was there that we could at least recognize the truth when we finally heard it, and that's what brought us all together here. So, we've kind of have we're kind of got a head off start on this, and I believe for us and our listeners, we're going to turn around quickly and discover our capabilities.
Yeah, and also in looking at this meme, it's really the child looks really, blonde curly hair, very innocent looking, and to see the world through child's eyes again. We've all become so adult, and actually a mind energy so much that it'll be nice to cultivate, activate our heart center, which will bring us into more of an innocence, and we'll be able to look through the eyes of a child. We'll really love everything that we see, appreciate everything we see, and where there's beauty all around us. And I think, and the animals are trying to show us that already. They are already innocent. They don't activate or use mind energy. They use their heart, and they're grounded, and they're a part of the planet. And that's I feel that's their purpose, is try to teach us how to do the same. And in this picture, they say it speaks a thousand words, but it looks to me like the child is looking into the eyes of the horse. Beautiful communication there without speaking. And I think we're going to actually be able to all be Dr. Doolittle someday, and we'll be able to talk to the animals as well. So that was a really great article.
It's true, Kevin. You can truly see the love and peace and innocence in the eyes of the horse and the child in that meme.
Oh, yeah.
That's good observation.
Okay, let's move on here. Oh, Tesla technology. This is a pretty good one too.
We're all waiting for
Oh,
that.
yeah. Categories, pieces, the prize, free at last. And you see again a meme, and of a little girl with wings. So we'll call her an angel. And she is hugging tightly the globe of the world, as though she is both loving it and protecting it at the same time. And the caption reads, "Why do we need such super advanced technology? Why is this so exciting? Because the planet has been controlled by negative aliens for eons. And now we've been given technology to become free." And this is big, huge, and gigantic news, John.
It's true, and the dark has had their grip on us, Kevin, with energy, just energy alone. Whether it's, we struggle to pay fuel bills or heating bills or cooling bills, or light bills, all this kind of thing, because we're under their control, and it's kind of it's a fox looking after the hen house. But when I see this meme, I saw Ra reunited with her baby, the way that that lady is hugging
Oh,
the earth. And
okay.
I feel the best is yet to come is now upon us, and we're on the precipice of experiencing freedom for the first time, on this planet, Kev. We
Yeah,
don't even know
absolutely.
what freedom means, you know what I mean? But we're about to find out.
Absolutely. And I wanted to also mention, I think this is a key word. We've been given the technology to become free, big and huge. It was I feel that source determined that we are worthy enough to be saved, if you will, to save the planet, to save Ra. And so in doing so, and in order to do so, we have had to be given technologies that would make us capable of overriding and defeating the dark side, with the new technologies. We've heard and remember in our we remember the cities of Atlantis and Lemuria, and these civilizations had advanced technology, but they weren't spiritually advanced, and so the technology itself defeated them, destroyed them. And it's my understanding right now that we are at that point in which Atlantis had the same, or we have the same technology that Atlantis had.
Okay.
But we, and it was determined to give that technology back to us because perhaps it is felt that we are now going to be more spiritually advanced and can handle that technology and not destroy ourselves. I'm certain that's kind of where I'm kind of getting with that, you
Yeah,
know.
that makes sense, Kevin. And we know we're getting a huge amount of help with our spirituality through the influx of frequencies that are helping our DNA and helping to wake us up and, in all aspects of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
okay. Well, the next one
Okie
is yeah, moving
dokie.
right along here. The next article is called Emmanuel. This is category Ascension Creation. The Creator is present, is the subtitle. You see a meme of a biblical scene of an angel standing above and looking down onto a young woman that has a shroud on her head with her hands almost together in a prayer-like position. And the caption reads, "The divine messenger, Archangel Gabriel, appeared to a young Miriam, conveying that she would give birth to a child, a son blessed to her directly from the Creator. And he was to be called Emmanuel, meaning the Creator is present, later translated as God within." So Emmanuel's light was held in an immaculate body that the Creator had stripped of all DNA and all programming, all inherited suffering, darkness, and restrictions, giving Emmanuel the capacity to hold the full light of all 12 source energies. And each of the 12 source energies played their part in animating the body of Emmanuel.
So it says here was stripped of DNA. So our DNA not only control us and limit us, but it takes up room and space that the light doesn't have available to occupy. So yeah, it's quite interesting. I'm going to read a paragraph from the site there, Kev. It's all right in regards to what you're saying there. It says here, Ron Amatron, whose spirit name begins with Metis, animated the body of Emmanuel to perform healings. During those healing periods, Metis was Emmanuel. When the spirit known as Ra, or the spirit known as Q, animated the body of Emmanuel, they were Emmanuel in those moments. Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, etc. Now, when they were performing their roles, each one of them became Emmanuel. All 12 source energies were Emmanuel. The light of source within Emmanuel was perfect peace, and at that peace was and that peace was meant for every human on earth, not just one race or religion. Source has no religion as people have on this earth. Source is neutral, non-judgmental, pure peace and innocence. The Creator, all 12 source energies, remain eternally neutral, peaceful, and non-denominational. So that's, to me, is quite a statement, and that's the kind of peace we're looking for on this earth.
It is. It is. And right now we're kind of filled with mind energy. We got to get rid of that mind energy, go into the heart, and within the heart is the peace energy, and you're grounded, you're centered. And that I think that's the key, is to be peaceful.
It's true. That puts you right into love, into your heart,
Yes.
like you were saying, that heart energy. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you kind of control those emotions, you know, keep them in check and not let them wander off. I mean, you can be emotional, but just don't let them fly off the handle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. The spirit of that innocent child, we seen that meme earlier. If you focus on that spirit within yourself, that brings you right into your heart and non-judgmental energies. Yeah.
Emmanuel's instantaneous healings, and we've also learned that Ron Amatron was the healer, one of the source energies in Emmanuel, right? I think that's what Q mentioned. Emmanuel's instantaneous healings and remarkable transformations overrode the dark programming that had been corrupting humanity and keeping them trapped on Earth as mind-controlled sheep. Noticing masses of people breaking free, the dark cut the life of Emmanuel short by at least 15 to 18 years, hindering the ascension of this Earth dramatically.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they knew that Emmanuel was doing quite well with the masses. The masses were beginning to see the light, if you were.
Yeah.
And they said, "Oh no, we're going to cut your life short." And so, yeah,
And
by
Q has
18.
told us many times about the Galactic Federation, and they weren't actually here to help us at all. I'll read another a statement from the Savior too, Kevin, because it kind of goes on about the birth of Emmanuel. It says here, every spirit created by Source on this earth is intrinsically aware of the date of the birth of Emmanuel, which is September 11th. So that's quite a statement they make there.
There you
And
go.
this is why the dark chose 911 as a constant day of terror. 911 is the number most call when something horrible has occurred. Emergencies, danger, death, damage, and terror attacks to reach police, fire, and ambulance, imposing darkness on that special day and the light that the light represents. This was the dark's infantile way of giving the light the middle finger to counteract, this attack on 911, the spirit or light being known as Q entered this earth on November 9th, which is 11/9, to reverse the dark spell. Almost everything President Trump does with holidays and the number 17, etc., is reversing the black magic spells the dark have attempted to put on the light. The birth date of Emmanuel was changed to December 25th by the dark to have people worship on their ritual dark dates they use to harvest light. So
They
they.
are so cunning.
Oh, yes.
So sneaky, so cunning, so evil, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we've always said when the Twin Towers went down, it was so devastating. And we always say to ourselves, never forget 9/11, right? Never forget. But that's
Yeah.
exactly what the dark wants us to do,
They want you
is
to.
never forget it.
Yeah.
Always keep that dark energy going, you know.
Yeah.
So we want you to celebrate that day when the Twin Towers went down,
Yeah.
or whenever there was a World War II, or the, you know, anything that had to do with war or damage, desecration, death,
Yeah.
murder, kill, whatever, they want you to celebrate it. And so at times we have, even on our calendars, days to celebrate these moments of cruelty to humanity.
Yeah, that's true,
So
Kev.
we really need to kind of flip our way of thinking, and not, I mean, we can remember the past, but not to celebrate, not to keep bringing it up each and every year over and
Oh,
over and
yeah.
over, because you're keep stirring the evil pot,
Right, and
you know.
you it's masses that are concentrating on it. And
Yes.
that's what they, same thing as games, and maybe it's a hockey game or a football game or any kind of a situation that's going on, they try to get us all involved and so they can harness our illusion. We have to remember that. That's what it's
Yeah,
all about for them.
that's right.
And we're
The
so
feed.
innocent. We just, we go along with it without realizing it.
Right. Yeah, it's food to them. You know, we get all riled up, and it's food for them. So. Well, the 12 source energies have embodied every human race on this earth. No race, lineage, or religion is better or more divine than any other. Although the races were created in different order, they simply have different attributes. They're all equal and perfect in the heart of our Creator. You know,
Right.
So
Yeah, that's that sums it right up.
it does. Yeah, we're all equal in the eyes of the source.
I'll read a little bit from it too, Kevin, that enforces all of what you've just talked about. The main message of the creation light ship and the 12 source energies to all beings with a spirit from source is that you are also a creator. This is why it is said that you are created in the likeness of your creator. You are a light from source, just as Emmanuel was. Imbued with the same powers and abilities as Emmanuel held, which will return once again as each being with a spirit from source releases the constructs of the density. And then they say what those constructs are, which involve judgment, duality, thoughts, emotions, identity, etc. These block light and hinder spiritual powers. And this is what the ascension is for. The ascension comes every 2,000 years when the light ship returns to bring all light, spirits created by source, home. And this is where we are. This is what I believe this year, and then very soon we're going to all witness and experience.
Yes. But we do have some work to do because we have to try to release all of this judgment and all the duality and these thoughts and emotions. And again, try to remain within the heart center, be grounded, be compassionate, love each other, you know,
You make a
those
good point there,
things.
Kevin. We have to
Yeah.
do our part.
Right.
Mark.
So Emmanuel, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Osho and many other light beings have came from the creation light ship. We're here to help people retrieve their own spiritual power to make ascension. Now, all light beings from source have the exact same message. Don't worship anything outside of the self. Go within. Your spirit, your connection with source is within. Neil Donald Walsh said, "If you do not go within, you go without." I liked him. I read a lot of his Conversations with God books, and I really thought he was quite genuine and quite spot on in a lot of it. I harmonized with it, so I enjoyed his books, you know. And that's a great saying: if you do not go within, you go without.
So that's why we have to do our work. And absolutely, Kevin, and we've got this, guys. No one gets left behind. Unless, of course, you're the dark, then there's no seat on the bus for you.
No way, Jose, you're not getting on the bus. That's right. So that was a lot of good information in that article too. So
It was
yeah.
a very good one.
All right. Hey, we're gonna move on. Let's go to Times Square. That's the next one. Nothing is as it seems. That's the category. And you see a meme of Salvador Dali, his abstract depiction of a timepiece melting and flowing over the edge of a table, right? I like Salvador Dali. He's got some really strange stuff. His
Makes
mind
you
really
stop and
weird.
look.
It does, yeah. So the caption reads, "Two main constructs the dark put in place to control and manipulate humanity: time and squares." Wow. Okay. The spirit lives outside of time in the now. Yeah, we know that. In the now. Time was invented by the dark as a construct to splinter the spirit into multiple timelines, harvesting light and life force from each shard of light on each timeline, which is not a natural process. This goes against our sovereignty and personal freedom of free will. Yeah.
Very cunning.
It is, again, they are, you know, you remember the last time we were talking about IQs and they had a 2000 IQ? Yeah, they're pretty smart, but actually they're also dumb too. But just,
That's right.
you know. Anyway.
That's a good
Yeah.
one.
So anyway,
Now, did you? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, myself, I try to avoid time as much as possible, watching the clock or, you know, checking my phone or whatever. But I never knew about the squares. This introduces a new challenge and possibly some new skill sets. It'll be interesting to see how we create things in balance with this new or this old information going forward. You know, as we design things like homes, buildings, you know, maybe parks or gardens or maybe clothing, whatever we're doing, taking this idea of getting out of the box, so to speak, you know.
And if you think about it, yeah, a lot of the buildings architecture is squares, which intentionally decreases or does not allow flow. You know what I'm saying? An even flow within the space. If you got corners, the energy stops in a corner and it's got to go to another corner. And so it's a very clever way to stop the flow of energy.
Dampening it off.
That squares. Yeah.
It's interesting what you say there, Kevin, because if you look at the old churches, these old Tartarian buildings, whatever, they have, you know, they're curved and
Domes.
all the
Yeah.
design of them are just beautiful too.
Right.
And then modern day, these square boxes, whether it's a, and everything's a square in a box, whether it's the school
Yeah.
you're in or the office you're working in, the bus you go to work in, whatever, everything's just this big square.
Shipping, everything's boxes in shipping, so yeah, that's interesting to ponder squares in our life. So, and the another square that we see just about every day is the calendar. Our calendars are separated into squares, right? So declaring January 1st as the beginning or new year is similar to saying the moment you're completely exhausted, you're laying in bed almost asleep at the end of the night, that's when the day begins. So you need to spring out of bed, put on your work outfit, and get busy in action with new innovative plans. You can tell that would mess up with your biorhythms and confuse and weaken the spirit, mind, and body. And of course, that's the goal of the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. When really the spring is when things come to life, you
It
know. It's
is.
again, they've bastardized everything and put us in these boxes, you know. I'll read one quote from the site there, Kevin, which is very good. The dark know we're far more powerful than they are, so they invented all these gimmicks to block our power. Once you spot the traps, you can step outside of them. So with what you've said about the boxes and all this, as we start to design things differently, think differently, how is this energy, how is this going to aid and increase the velocity and the power within our energy and what we're able to do with our creations? And we need to get out of the box.
Yeah, right. We need to get out of the box. We do. Yeah. So,
Very interesting.
okay. In the article, you see another meme here of another Salvador Dali abstract painting of a person's head, and seems to be divided into like a Rubik's cube, being twisted here and there in many different directions. And the caption reads, "It's our thoughts and beliefs that put us on timelines, which is why they rely on propaganda and our innocence to put ourselves into their matrix maze." Now, how do we stay clear of that maze? Well, you live in the moment. Peace makes it easier, and you do whatever makes you feel peaceful. And I think the word is you personally makes you feel peaceful. Breathe deeply. Soak in a hot bath, forget about the world and responsibilities during your rest time. Be outside nature as much as possible in the expansive open air, to allow your energy to circulate and build. You are basically invisible to the dark if you can remain in a peaceful place, living outside of time, in the now, in peace, in your heart, with excitement about life,
Right
right?
on.
I think that's the key.
It is. And like you say, being outside and let energy circulate round, you know, circular. Everything in nature that flows circular motions, and they grow that way, you know, trees and all this. So it's a very important thing I think they're bringing up here about the square, the time square.
Right.
You know, and of course, the magic is staying in high vibration. And I think it must stifle our vibration. Not just think, I guess we know that to be in a box, in a square thinking, square design. I'll just read a quote here, Kevin,
Yeah.
again, just a short one. Although the light has been crashing alien timelines for us, every time we have a thought, strong emotion, or align with one of their new age platforms, we create another timeline. It's really up to us to stop creating more timelines for ourselves. So, you know, we're being assisted by the light, which I'm very grateful for, but we have to do, you know, to walk on our own, and we need to take care of our own timelines. And so that's our, you know, our work, doing our part of it so that we're even capable of receiving these new energies, and
Right.
the light is helping
Yeah, we
assist
can
us with.
exactly. We kind of get out of that matrix. That's how you get out of the matrix, is you create your own space. You live in the now, you make your own decisions, you do what you want to do. You don't rely on what anybody else tells you to do, per se. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Yeah.
yeah.
And a lot of times we're doing things that someone else has told us to do because we've been brainwashed of it. We think it's the right thing to do, paying taxes and, you know, doing all this stuff that's, you
Yeah.
know, right off.
You ever wonder why they call it Times Square in New York City?
There you go, right?
Times Square. Oh,
Again, to condition us
it's a
all.
new, yeah, it's a
It's
new meaning
normal.
when you think of Times Square now. So,
Yeah, that's right. It was a setup, like most
it is.
everything is.
So that goes on to say, may your inward journey of regeneration and peace throughout the chill of winter bring you greater power, energy, clarity, and freedom for a miraculous spring celebration of new beginnings. April hath put a spirit of youth in everything, and that's what Shakespeare said. So,
Yeah, that's for sure, Kevin.
yeah.
So again, you know, do your best to stay out of judgment, anger, or any negative emotion, and do the pause that we've talked about in our other show. Do that pause and drop into your heart. And this is our silver bullet, so to speak, to ascension. Also, I believe this meme is referring to this coming spring and some great developments to come. So stay
So
tuned.
I'm not sure if it meant, but spring is around April. March, April, right? April,
Yeah.
May, somewhere. April, May. So, in a way, that would be the beginning of the new year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that
Like
makes more sense.
April 1st. As a matter of fact, I think I feel that I remember something like April 1st was considered April Fool's Day because the dark was fooling us into because April 1st was actually the beginning of the new year, not January 1st, but
Yeah.
April 1st is the springtime. That's the new beginnings.
Yeah.
That's when the new year actually begins. So
Well, that makes sense
it
because
does, yeah.
life begins at birth, and birth happens when things are born, which the spring brings new birth,
Yes,
you know, to
exactly.
plant life and so on. And yeah, so that makes total good sense what you're saying there, Kev.
Yeah. All right. That was a good one. Okay, moving on. Now, I don't think we have all that much more time left, but
I
we
don't
might
think.
have time to squeeze another one in. Let's
Yeah,
talk
okay.
about the next article, Cor Cordis. This is the creation is a category. The heart of hearts. It's a Latin term meaning heart of hearts. And we see a meme of a beautiful winged fairy in a colorful dress dancing among a field of light sparkles. That's a very fairy tale, mystical kind of feeling scene. And the caption reads, everyone sees the unseen in proportion with the clarity of their heart. And that was a statement by Rumi. So, wow.
You know, the more heart-centered you are, the higher your vibration, And with that, higher frequencies are able to be seen and felt and received by us. So that's.
That makes sense to me, John. Yeah,
Yeah.
very much so.
I think we'll just carry on till we get the notice that we're low on time,
Oh,
Kevin.
of course, yeah. And we actually don't have very many more articles
No,
to go
and
over.
they're.
So let's go over the next one.
Sure.
Spiritus infinitus. Spiritus infinitus.
Sounds
All right.
catchy.
It does. Category is all possibilities. And spiritus infinitus, Latin for infinite spirit. Okay, that makes sense. It's a single meme of a huge waterfall flowing over and down a mountain into a valley of flowers. And the caption reads, "Your true nature is that of infinite spirit. The feeling of limitation is of the mind." And that's by Ramana Maharishi.
Right
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our thoughts limit us, Kev, and they keep us in mind energy where we are limited and easily controlled. When we are in heart energy, we are connected with our spirits, which is infinite in existence and creative power. So, yeah, let's stay in our hearts, out of our minds. Of course, the dark wants us in our minds. They do everything they can to keep us there.
Right. And we are infinite as spirits. Right. And we got it. Yeah, as you said, we need to stay in our heart energy, because that's where our spirit lives and resides, within our heart. So, all right. And let's go with the last one. Liberty. Liberty, 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 liberty. Category. Dark to light, the Great Awakening. And so it begins. Yeah, and so it begins. You see, and President Trump said that, and so it begins. You see a single meme of a picture postcard view of being on like a Greek island. That's what I'm interpreting as, like on a Greek island, overlooking a beautiful blue water bay filled with sailboats and yachts. And the caption reads, "Liberty for the People, 2026. Liberty and justice for all."
Right on.
I
And
seem
it
to have heard
has
that.
the word all in capital form. As you
Yes.
have said before, Kevin, 2026 is going to be an incredible year. And I agree and believe we will now see great changes for the better rolling out around our world. So have your popcorn ready, everyone.
There you go. Have the pop.
It
It's going to be a hell of a ride.
sure
Whew.
is. And I
It's going
see that we're out of time. I guess Don's probably
be
going to play our
excited.
music there.
Yeah.
I do
All
see.
right.
Our time is up. So, geez, it's been a great time, Kev.
It has. I've enjoyed this show and discussing these articles. I think we hit upon a lot of key information points and things like that. So, I
Yeah.
certainly enjoyed our discussion, and we
Excellent.
discussed about the For the People dot space articles. How do you feel, John?
Oh, I think there's another great show, Kevin. I always enjoy your show here with you and the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And thanks to BBS again and all our listeners for tuning in and everyone for listening in on our recording. It's greatly appreciated. And I hope you receive value from our show. And we'll see you all next time on A Human Perspective.
That's right. Peace out, everybody.